Congratulations to your guy, W8RCY.
Yeah, they were on a mission, man. I haven't seen a harder path to the prize, and they just crushed it. So they were definitely on a mission. Well, unfortunately, I slept through it because I went to bed about 6:30 last night, and I woke up about 3 o'clock this morning. So I had to catch up on my beauty sleep. But when I turned the device on a few hours ago, I saw that you guys won. I typed in a quick congratulations, but I just thought I'd send along my best wishes to your favorite team for sure. Yeah, I heard my phone chirping and making a lot of noises, but I have not looked at it yet. So I'll do that when I get to work. What? Oh, anyhow. Oh, man. This is supposed to be the coldest of the days coming up. So it said 5 when I jumped in the car. Now it says 7. So it's a balmy 7 degrees. Well, it was bound to happen sooner or later, but it's only going to be 3 days overall, so, anyway. But, my Mistastic is acting up since I got back, and, I sent out a test message just a few minutes ago, and looks like it went through, but, you know, obviously nobody's up like us crazy people, so, but I don't know, something's not right with it. Well, things cooled off a little bit this weekend. Dave's been real instrumental in things, and he had another family tragedy, so another death in the family, and so that's had him pretty much out of the loop for the last couple of days, and so it's going to be quiet. At least on that. Other than that, I haven't heard got to be careful to talk to the mic here. Get lazy and drop it. Make sure it's in front of my face. Anywho, I'm going to get a coffee here this morning. Today is definitely get a coffee day. I don't know, maybe I should stop at Big Apple and get myself a sandwich. But I did bring a really nice, I got a chicken shawarma left over from Saturday. And that's going to be pretty hard to tackle if I eat too much this morning. When I came home, I came home with a bundle of Chinese food to eat. And finished that off yesterday, but afternoon. But so I'm getting too old to do these things, and I said I'd go back this weekend and do it one more time. But yeah, I want to go out this way, so we'll see how I feel come next week Monday. Probably just scraping me off the bed and so on and so forth. I mean, I'm still not 100%. Faculties. I feel like Jared Goff feels, Anyhow, I'm looking at my Mistastic right now, and I sent a message out, and shows that the little cloud there that gives you the time stamp in the corner says testing. Anyone pick this up? And it shows 6:32 is when I sent the message. The cloud is there with a line through it. It doesn't show me a check mark, which it does on others, so I don't know if it's because there's nobody online or the system is not right because you said the situation in Dave's situation, but some of these things I don't fully understand, but it just hasn't worked right since I've been back. Wait a minute, are you talking about a new one that you just got? It's the only one I'm on. it shows that it's connected, but when I sent the message out, it doesn't give me the check mark that says, you know, somebody received it or whatever. But I guess if the system's down or the system's not working right because of Dave being off for personal reasons, that could maybe explain it.
No, that wouldn't have any bearing on that. I'm just, the only reason I said that, I brought that up is it's just been quiet. There hasn't been a lot of chit-chat. So if you were saying you didn't see a lot of chit-chat in the window, that's all that is. That wouldn't have any bearing on whether you're working or not. So you're working off the one I dropped off, right? The one sitting in the window sill, the mad one, right? Is that what we're talking about, just to be clear?
Well, I powered it down while I was away, and I powered it back up when I got in yesterday morning, like 27 hours ago or whatever it was, 3 in the morning. And, I just powered it back up and plugged the battery back in and turned it on and tried to send a couple messages out, and I'm not getting anything. I sent a message on Who Cares and on Who Cares RF. It's just not clicking on anything.
All right, so the answer to my question is yes, you're on the... Because I got the impression there was like a second, like you got a unit of your own. I know you were talking about it. So, okay, so I think we can rule that out. I think you're on the one that I dropped off there, the mad one. That was the only thing I asked. So I don't know what this check mark is thing that you're talking about. I'll have to look at the application, but honestly, there's no way to really know if your stuff's working or not. You know, you send out a message, and hundreds of people could have got it, but, you know, unless somebody replies and says, yeah, I got it, then how would you know? I don't know what this check mark thing is. I'll have to take a look at it when I get a chance, when I get stopped, but I wouldn't worry about it. These things don't be, you know, they don't lose their memory or anything like that, so it should be set up just fine. I'll take a look at it.
Okay, well, there's no rush. I just, you know, it was like, why is this thing acting up, playing tricks on me or whatever? And it could be a lot of things. It could be just because it's cold outside and, you know, whatever. But no rush. We can take a look at it next week after I get through with this weekend and go from there. But, other than that, though, I will let you go find your cup of coffee that you just desperately need this morning after last night's big game there. And again, congratulations to them. Unfortunately, like I said, I didn't see it. I slept through it. And yesterday I was kind of in and out. I didn't even watch anything of the inauguration. Except for the only thing I knew was that it was indoors because of the weather down there. But, all right, I'll let you get on your way. Have a good day. I'm here until tomorrow, and then I fly back down tomorrow night. Do it all again one more time till March. So we'll catch up with you later. W8RCY.
W8FU. Got to remember to start turning the volume up on my radio. I don't know about that. Then you got to listen to it. I looked up and I just saw the S meter moving. And I was like, wait a minute, why isn't there any noise coming out? Yep. Do it every time. So what's new and exciting? It was a quiet weekend. Wasn't a whole lot of traffic on the air. There was a little bit on the telegram, but mostly it was a quiet weekend.
I second that. I didn't, I don't think I talked on the radio one time this weekend. I turned it on, went to the pier, heard the V-Star repeater connecting to 24 Charlie a couple times, and I think that was the extent of my radio this weekend. So, right there with you. Did you do anything fun, or do you just stay inside and stay warm?
W8FC group. Good morning, Nick. Got Dakota and myself in here this morning. But I pretty much was homebody. Didn't do a whole lot. Did a little running around. Got a little shopping done. And nothing huge. And I went Saturday. We had a little watch party with a good friend, and that of course, you know how that all turned out. Then Sunday I think is when I did the shopping. Yesterday I did. We had our national championship game. That went my way. Woohoo! And other than that, it was a rather slow. A little bit of football. That's about it. Nick, how are you this morning? I take it you got to drive to work. Joy.
Yeah, but the only day that we don't off the rest of the week. But, yeah, I did talking on the radio, but it wasn't this radio. We were a little busy this weekend. It's fire weekend, so we went to Marine City twice for a fire. First time that I went, I didn't have to do much. I manned their station, but the second crew that went last, you know, early morning, Monday, Sunday into Monday, it was a little cold. No, just to the office today. I got a couple things to do and clean up on things. Still getting ready for that phone project. It's cut over the week of the 3rd, so just trying to square things up, make sure it's all going to go my way, so be good to go. So, Dakota?
Morning, Nick. Yeah, you said something fire. People forget to sweep and sleeve their chimneys before this cold weather and they're burning stuff down or what?
Nah, not sure what the flavor on this one was, but usually those are when it first gets cold. People don't clean that stuff out, so when you get deep into it, it's usually something else. John?
So not to change the subject, but since everybody's driving, I was just getting on M59 at DeQuinter, and the ramp was looked pretty black, icy. I can't tell for sure, you know, just had a shine to it, and I didn't break loose or anything, but I think it warrants attention. But, yeah, I always wondered that, because you always see so many fires that are probably, I think a lot of times you hear, you know, they were using a space heater, or they were using some sort of a heater, you know, supplemental heater. Often you hear that. I would imagine overloaded electrical plugs, maybe. I don't know. I wonder what it is. Why is it, Nick, when it comes around, that there seems to be, when it gets really, really cold, there seems to be more fires? That is a question only a fireman can answer. Go ahead, Dakota. No, wait, I think Nick gets the next, right?
You're right on that. As it does get this cold, you got people that, you know, open up their kitchen cupboards with a space heater and then they put it on a, you know, they sell that power strip, and yeah, you get those kind of things. But, you know, that's most of it, is overloading things. You know, older homes, you know, things like that. So, yeah, I got a scanty gate here, so I'll be around for one more.
I'm trying to get the girls at my office to stop using the damn space heaters under their desk. I'm flipping breakers every single day. And they're like, why does it keep happening? Well, it's a 20-amp breaker, and you've got 15 space heaters on it. I don't know what you expect.
Hey, I'm one of them girls. I got a space heater in my office. I got this office that was, you know, we're in the old library. Used to be the library, way back in like the 60s, maybe the 70s. Because I used to go there when I was a kid. And it was like the big county library. And I remember they had all the Sam's photo sets. So that would have put it, like, when I started thinking with electronics, was late junior high, early high school, so that would have put it in the late 70s, that that was still the library. And at least I'm pretty sure that's where I got. I know I've been there when it was a library. But then they added on to it, and then they added on to it again. And I'm in the section that's, I'm on the second addition to that building. And I'm in the far end of it, and the heating and cooling system does not work really good. And I'm always, the cooling system works way too good. And the heating system doesn't hardly work at all. And I'm always, the room is frigid in the winter. And then in the summer, it's so cold from the air conditioning that I got to wear a sweater in the summer. It's like, I'm such a wuss, man, but my office is absolutely horrible. It used to be the secretary's office, but they couldn't stand it. So I moved them one step closer to the shop into a little bit smaller office with windows. It works out better because people can't walk in and get an eyeball on me. They have to kind of go through my secretary, but I feel like, you know, why I'm in this big cavernous space, you know, seems a little opulent. Oh, well, but man, is it horrible. I've put in so many work requests to get the heating and cooling fixed, and nothing ever happens. Ah, well, bitch off. Go ahead, Dakota.
I think Nick's got one more in him. Yeah. No, my office here is usually cold, too. I'm in the same boat. But it's a newer building. It just doesn't, for some reason, I don't know what it does. But I'll have my coat on most of the day if I make it the whole day. I usually call my boss and say, I'm going home because the heat ain't working in my office. So I ain't working in the office. Then my coworker in Marquette just posted in our Teams chat, negative 14 with a wind chill of negative 40. No, thank you. This, what is it, 6 degrees? That's good enough for me today. I had my heated coat on all day yesterday in the office, so I feel your pain. My office isn't that bad, but our HVAC, I don't know. The building was built in, like, 04, so I don't know why it's so bad. And I think part of it is because we're renting it right now. We don't own it. So we don't really control the utilities, but I was told yesterday that when we buy the building, that's going to become my problem.
Oh, joy. Oh, well, I guess you have to put in an automated system that you can manage from your desk. But, yeah, it's, this is about it for me. If this is the bad cold, you know, this is enough. And, you know, I know it can get colder. You talk about, you know, that neg 14 Marquette. We don't see that, as you all very well know. We don't see that too terribly often here. But, yep, today is cold. There ain't any two ways about it. Anybody saying otherwise? Ah, jeez. But look at the bright side. It's let's see. Where do we cross over with Celsius? Where we're the same? I forget. Dick.
Well, that one I don't know. I'm not good on Celsius to Fahrenheit conversion, but I will say 7.3. I am going to go in here and get a few things started. So if I do, really, I got stuff done. So. That done. I'll catch you both later, probably this afternoon, WNSC.
Alright, man. 7-3, good talking to you. Go ahead, Sean.
Yep. Work, stay warm. I guess that's the wish of the day. That's what I'm going to try to do. I'm coming up on my coffee pretty soon, so that's cool. I hate this Romeo Plank exit only. I know you probably never get messed up by a Dakota because you're probably over to the right by that time. But I'm always trying to go to the Starbucks at the other side of Romeo Plank. I think it's more like Garfield-ish hard. I can't remember. Is it that far? Or is it right here? Yeah, it's about further down. I never remember where the hell it is. This bell would come up on it. But anyhow, I always get trapped in that loop around only at Romeo Plank because I'm way over to the left generally. And as far as the crossover goes, now that I think of it, it can't be below 0 Celsius because they're already negative. So, yeah, the crossover has to occur somewhere. Is it in the negatives? Maybe it is. I don't know. I know somewhere we cross over in Celsius equals Fahrenheit. Maybe you got to go negative for that. Oh, well. Who cares?
You must have been right behind me because I just backed into my spot. Well, 32 Fahrenheit is 0 Celsius, so I think it is in the negatives.
Yeah, it would have to be. It would have to be. So, but honestly, I don't know. I don't know where it is, but I know somewhere they do cross. All right, is this where I'm going? Yeah, I can never remember. There it is. Okay, so it is at Heidenreich. All right. So now I can honestly say that the Starbucks is at 59 in Heidenreich. Now I know.
Is that the one that's like right before 94?
No, that's the I-94 one. This one is just a little bit past your place there. On the north side is a mobile station. And is that Aspen, that restaurant? I think Aspen, the restaurant. Home Depot, right out in front of Home Depot. So I don't know if you know where any of that stuff is, but that's about where it's at.
Oh, right by the Petaway.
You know, I think there was a Petaway. I kind of half remember seeing that. Target. Oh. We got Target, Home Depot, all that good stuff. All right, I'm pulling up here. I'm going to grab my coffee, and if you're still here, I'll talk to you for a minute or two when I get back.
K-8, are you 8?
What up?
I heard Sean just was going to grab a coffee. That's right. I got to hop out of the car in just a minute to grab a coffee myself. Do you have yesterday off?
No, sir. I was working.
It was a ghost town out there, man. I called out. Nobody was around, and there was nobody on the road. It was like... It was like the good old COVID days.
I was early yesterday. I think I was at my desk before 7, so I figured I'd miss everybody on the way in. I had the radio on, but there was nothing going on. So, yep, I worked, and then another day, man. Another day, another dollar.
Oh, yeah. Hey, I'll be back in just a minute grabbing a coffee.
Alrighty, my quad espresso macchiato. It sounds so gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but and it really isn't. It's 4 shots of espresso. I give it this fancy, highfalutin name.
You know, it sounds gay, but when you translate it into normal terms, 4 shots of espresso is a lot of caffeine, so that'll put hair on your chest.
Yep, I don't even know. I asked someone what, you know, quad for espresso. So, okay, quad espresso. So why is it a macchiato? And so they take a little dollop of foam. And one of them, like if it were a cappuccino, they pour the espresso. One, they pour the milk over the espresso. The other one, they pour the espresso into the milk. And this one here has virtually no cream at all. They just take, they froth it up, and then they just take like a spoon of it, and just kind of like a spoon of that, and they just pop it. So there's just the absolute minimum amount of milk product, because I don't like I don't like a lot of milk product. I never get a latte, and I do like cappuccino occasionally if they're dry, as they say. Keep the milk to an absolute minimum. But this macchiato thing that they do is the best, because it's like almost no milk at all. It's just a little dollop.
Never ventured that far into the coffee stuff. I do like cappuccinos. I'll do the glass Starbucks, the cold coffees. I like those a lot, but that's basically just drinking sugar. I'm usually a black and hot kind of guy.
88 RUH. There he is. Yeah, my father-in-law used to always say he was always saying inappropriate things all the time. They'd say, "How do you want your coffee?" And he'd say, "Warm and warm and sweet," or something like that. Like my women or something. Oh, he'd laugh. And the old man. And so one time I was with him. And he got his coffee, and they go, "How do you like yours?" I go, "Hot, black, and nasty, like my women." Go ahead, Anthony.
I'm a black coffee kind of guy. Also, I'm good for an espresso every once in a while, but a hot black cup of coffee is the way to go, in my opinion. But also, I'm very underwhelmed by this weather that they promised us. It's 6 degrees. I thought it was supposed to be a billion degrees below zero. It's actually not bad out there.
Sean, if I had a dollar for every time I said I like my coffee black and hot like my women, I'd have unlimited coffee. That's literally the only way to describe my coffee. It just depends on the setting. And, yeah, Anthony, I feel like that's the Dago way. My grandfather would be very upset if he saw me put cream and sugar in a coffee.
Yep, no, I agree. I'm, my coffee is always black. But when I get espresso, I do like espresso straight up. But I like this macchiato thing that they do because there's almost no milk product in it. And then, but I will get cappuccino, not a latte. And a good one, done well, is just really a great thing. There's a little place I found by me. It's a bakery coffee shop. It's in Clawson. I stumbled on it. It's in a strip mall. It's very uninteresting looking. And I went there one time, and the food there is so good. And Anthony, I think I was telling you about it. It's something bakery or something kitchen, or I forget now, but it's right at 14 and Campbell. It's the corner building in the strip mall, kind of across the parking lot from the Outback. And man, that place is great if you want to get a cappuccino and a pastry. Oh, you got to try it. It's not far from your work.
I know the Plaza. Yeah, I've never been there, but I remember you telling me about it.
We always get on these food topics first thing in the morning, and it doesn't do me any good.
That is true. We do talk about that, don't we? All right, anyhow, gentlemen, I am turning into the parking lot here. I'm going to find my parking spot, and still got a great big hole where they're going to build the new central intake and assessment center. Booking, as we call it, but I'm parking here, so you guys stay warm, and Anthony, no, it's cold, I don't care, anything below this is just colder, but it's still cold, this qualifies single digits. I mean, it's okay, deal with it just fine, but yeah, all right, catch you guys later, stay warm, stay safe, W8FU. Anthony.
Have a good day, Sean. Yeah, it's definitely cold, don't get me wrong, but it was the same temperature yesterday when I went into work. And I just expected it, you know, they promised me a polar vortex. And, you know, immediate frostbite when I left my house. And it just didn't happen. I don't know. Thank you, Dakota.
Single digits is cold enough for me, but as long as there's not a minus sign in front of it, I guess I can deal with it. I had my heated coat on yesterday. Excuse me. Now today I'm just wearing a light quarter zip with a vest, so I don't know. I guess I'm finally used to this lovely weather.
Yeah, I gotta figure out what I'm doing this weekend. It might be an ice fishing weekend. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, if it stays this cold, you'll get some good freezing. I'd feel a little bit more comfortable. I saw people out there last week. I'm like, you are out of your mind. There's no way the ice is any thicker than 3 inches. But that's, you know, people are nuts. That's why people fall in every year. I'm Mr. Mom this weekend, so I'll probably be playing a little bit of radio. Hopefully going to have my 500 back by then. They called me. They replaced the main board. They sent me videos, and I'm like, you know what, you know, you can't hear it in my video, so that means I'm probably not going to be able to hear it in your video. Just send the stupid thing back, and at this point, it's either fixed or it's not. Sean said that if they replace the main board, it's basically a new radio. So, we'll see. Fingers crossed, because I want to sell it as soon as it hits my door.
Yeah, that'd be nice to get that money infusion really fast. Man, are the roads slick out by you? Because I've already seen maybe 2 accidents, and I'm just getting onto 696, essentially routing me off onto 11 mile. It's going to be a fun drive into the office.
Nope, I'm already here. Roads were fine. I mean, obviously my dirt road was bad, but as soon as I got on the main roads, they were all right. I didn't see any accidents on 53. Was basically dry. So I didn't really see any of the shenanigans on 53 on the way in. I did see one blown out tire in a Kia. Or what the hell was that stupid thing? A Honda. Honda Pilot? Is that what it is? I don't know. Looks like a go-kart. Other than that, no, it was fine.
Yeah, we got a light glaze of snow over here, so I got on the expressway and it looked like sheer ice, and maybe it was. I don't know. But, You know, the key to winter driving is decent tires, and there's a whole lot of people that have decided that tires are not important, and those are usually the people you see in accidents in the snow and rain.
Yeah, you know, I will say the stock tires on this truck are actually pretty good. They're all-terrains, which is different than the usual mud tires that I put on my trucks with, like, huge lugs, so it's like driving on ice all the time, unless you're in mud. So, I've been quite happy. I can actually, like, move around and not have to turn on four-wheel drive.
Yeah, I rock the Blizzax in the wintertime, so it's not, things get hairy, but not that hairy. I'm always, relatively in control.
Is that car all-wheel drive?
Now, front wheel.
Yeah, I remember those days. I had a manual Buick Regal Turbo front wheel drive that had wide tires on it, and I never, ever bought snow tires because I was a broke college kid, and I couldn't do anything in the wintertime.
Yep. You know what? I've driven four-wheel drive. I've driven all-wheel drive. And I've driven front-wheel drive. Well, I mean, I've driven them all, but I'll tell you what. If I need to get down the highway in snow, I will take front-wheel drive with snow tires any day of the week. And they just work, man. It's awesome.
At ADDF, just realized I haven't identified in like 20 minutes. I don't blame you. My work car was front-wheel drive, and I had crappy tires, and that thing was like just a go-kart. It went everywhere. The only time I had problems was when I was braking because the tires were so bad. And I had all my weight for my tools in the back. It would want to kick out. But it's probably because I'm most comfortable with it, but I will take a pickup truck, rear-wheel drive, with the ability to go four-wheel drive any day of the week, just because, in my opinion, it's predictable. You know what the ass end's going to do. versus, like, when I was driving my company car. If the back end started to slide, I really didn't know what was going to happen because the only control I had was in the front. So, my, at least my truck, I know how I can kind of counter it and kind of give it a little more gas or a little less gas. But I've also put way more miles on a truck than anything else, so that's probably part of it.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. I get that. I mean, the predictability and just what you're comfortable in, it makes all the difference.
I've been doing practice donuts in my front yard. But, all right, man, I'm going to go inside at 7:30. I got to get today rolling here. I'm out of here at 4, so maybe I'll catch you on the drive home.
Cool, yeah, I'm going to try to sneak out early. I got some work to do later in the evening, so I'm going to try to cut out of the office early and work later in the evening at home. Or maybe from the bar, who knows?
All right, man, sounds good. I'll catch you later, NADBO.
KE8RUH, I'll be monitoring. Have a good day, Dakota.
Turned off the heat. NAKPP.
I don't know. I'm fighting through it. KKKKO.
What you up to, Mr. Tom? Nice and cold out here. I just left the house. Got to head over towards Sterling Heights.
Well, look at that. That's where I'm at. Well, just passing through. Heading over to Troy.
Oh, very good. You must be on the wrong repeater.
No, that's easy.
You on Warren?
I'm on the Clemens repeater. I haven't checked DMR yet. Turn it on, but I haven't set it up at things. Hold on.
Try Warren. More better.
Handles over on Mount Clemens, giving it a shot since I was right here at 16 a mound.
Yeah, I think they're a lot closer to Warren there. Besides that, I think Warren's got a little bit more high height or horsepower. Let's use the word horsepower.
Yeah, some of them look cleaner.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Wanted to say hi, throw my call out there, see what was going on. Over here by my house, it's 3 degrees.
I'm saying at 8 degrees.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll warm up being closer to the city. A little bit of warmth in the buildings maybe helps or something.
Well, it took forever for this little thing to warm up. Oh, it's freezing my temperature off.
Yeah, this little thing doesn't do too bad when it's moving, but you try to use the little warm-up feature and it, you know, starting it, letting it run for a little bit, it's not as good, but you get it moving, she warms up fast. I mean, she's already halfway up, so this is about normal operating temperature.
Yeah, when this thing warms up, then if I have the heat all the way up, it gets hot in here. I mean, so when she warms up, she peaks.
Yeah, ditto here. I think it's the same manufacturer, probably the same engine for all we know.
It's like a 2.2 liter or 2 liter, something like that. Yeah, it's the same engine as in a Ford Focus.
Yeah, I drive an Escape. I kind of like it. I mean, it's okay. I can't complain. I mean, for the money versus the car, I've got nothing to complain about.
Same here. I mean, I know it's a company vehicle, but the first set of Connect XL, you know, the first set of Connect Transit Connect thing, they were whatever else, but these newer ones, they're very comfortable for me. I tried driving the full-size Transit, and I just don't like it.
Very good. Sean, if you're listening, I just drove by, I think was, thank you guys, call it 19. All secure. So, yeah, it's good. So, yeah, I've got this one guy's air compressor. I mean, I don't get it. I mean, I don't know how many times you got to tell these guys that these air compressors, these rotary air compressors, have got sensors in them, and they don't start when it's below 32 degrees. Well, of course, he calls my partner every day, freezing holy heck about his air compressor doesn't start, but he doesn't turn the heat on in the room. So, I told him, either leave it run all night, which is no big deal, that fixed one customer, or you just turn on the heat. So I'm going to have a discussion with this guy, and hopefully I can use a little bit of salesmanship and make him happy.
I call that slight persuasion.
Yeah, you probably got the same thing. And then they look at you like you're crazy. Okay, well, I'm sorry, but, you know, these things are rotaries. They kind of look, I don't know if you're familiar with engine, car engine technology or truck engine technology, but it pretty much looks like a Detroit blower inside. And they don't like cold. So as a matter of fact, when it's 110 degrees outside, these things are happy. I mean, they love super hot air. Which is kind of funny because the other style compressor we sell, which is the piston style, they like cold. They like being cool. They like cold weather. They have no problems running. So we got both extremes. So and today I have to address all of the problems with my compressor won't start. Well, figure out how to get the room warm.
Same as computers. They like a light, nice ambient temperature anywhere between 68 and 72. Actually, between 65 and 68. Servers and computers run a lot better when it's cooler.
Yeah, I agree. So, other than that, not too much. I built me a little Linux box. I've been playing around with that. I loaded it like 3 times, but it's amazing how fast that operating system loads. So I'm having fun with that. This mesh-tastic thing, I'm dinking with it, but once in a while it picks up a signal, but where I live, it doesn't for very much. I ordered a little better antenna, supposed to be here tomorrow, a 20-inch, 900 megahertz antenna, so we'll see if that does any better for it. I'm not putting an antenna outside, I just... I'm not going to do that. Not for something that I think is just a toy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I get it. You know, right now you're just fiddling with it to see how its operation is. You know, and then once you figure it out, then you start doing the investments.
Yeah, I drove around with it. I got it on NATPP. I got it sitting on the dash of my car right now. So if anybody sees it, it's 806. That's how it's going to identify. So we'll see if anybody identifies it today or hits it.
Can't show for ID. So ID is 1500 megahertz and then 100 megahertz radio, and then it goes through the mesh test because then how the thing operates.
Okay, this is my limited knowledge. The way I understand it is they all talk to each other. You got a node, I got a node, Dave's got a node, Sean's got a node. Everybody's got a node. You don't have to be a ham to have a node. And the idea of this is it hot? So it goes from here to my neighbor's house, to my other neighbor's house, you know, neighbors within a mile or two. And then it just keeps hopping. So when you send a message, it just hops around until it finds out where it's got to go. So it's kind of a completely independent system, and then that's the best way that I can understand how it works. Or you could set up your own little setup where if somebody was a mile apart or a couple miles apart, you got the little Healy in the center, it would hop from here to there. So that's the way I understand it to work. So no internet, no nothing, and it talks on 915 megahertz, which puts it right in the middle of the ham band, but apparently that ham band is not, it's a ham band, but it's not a ham band, kind of the way I understand it. You have to share it with others.
Right, but what do you use to communicate? Do you use a radio or do you use a cell phone or something with an app?
Use something with an app. So, in my case, my cell phone. Which is, I hope I didn't grab my cell phone. And your cell phone talks to the little box. It could be a Bluetooth or Wi-Fi or cable, however you set it up. And that's kind of like, let's say, we'll call it the terminal. The terminal would be the cell phone.
Okay, so I need a mesh testing device and the app that goes with it, more or less.
Right, $30 for that device with a battery.
Amazon or through a distributor?
Okay, I just jumped to Warren and stopped the radio from scanning, so that should keep me from hopping around.
I'm saying, do you order it through MeshTastic or do you order it through, like, Amazon or something?
Amazon, I'll send you the link. Hi-Tech V3 is what it's called. I hate something. I don't know if I got that right, but I know it's version 3. And it comes with a little case, a little battery, a little antenna, a little motherboard, and then you just plug it into your computer, and actually you can do it from a web app and then program it up. And then on the Who Cares website, there's a lot of good starting points right there.
I'll check it out. I'll take
out
some of those photos of that blown compressor. I
got to
see that.
Oh, yeah, I keep forgetting that. Yeah, that puppy came apart in a zillion pieces. I should see if his new one's in, too. That guy, he's a good client of mine. So maybe I'll go to the office today. I've been avoiding the place. Our controller retired, and it's been kind of hectic because everybody is running on autonomous mode, and there's no real leader yet.
You have a position open, then, I take it.
Well, that depends on who you ask. If you ask the majority partner, Stephen, we're good. If the two minority partners, Dave and Wally, we're in a lot of trouble. So I guess it depends on who you ask.
Well, I got a phone call. Be right back.
Paul Road.
Ask me.
There you are. I was wondering how you were doing. That tower by my house, that's number 19, right? It's all secure. I checked it out when I drove by for you.
Yeah, a little too secure. As I was walking out the door, we got a call from the gas company saying they can't get into the compound. So, got to bug a guy out there to help him get in. They said they can't open up the lockbox, probably because of the weather. These things have a tendency to freeze up when it gets frigid.
Yeah, they probably need gas. I imagine it's probably burning a few gallons today. So, it was 3 in New Baltimore when I left. Home road's about 10 degrees, so I don't know what makes it a little colder over there. Oh, we're closer to Canada.
Well, I walked out the door and the car said 3 degrees. Now it's up to, just jumped from 5 to 7. So, 3, 5, 7. You'd think as I'm driving it would get colder. 9, what the hell? Well, it was sitting there in our driveway, it was at 3. Now it's gone 5, 7, 9. Holy cow, if I keep driving, we're going to have global warming.
Jeff, you're causing it by driving it. Don't you watch the news? I'm up to 10. Where am I? 10, I'm in front of the Aspen restaurant.
Yep, well, I have an emergency doctor's appointment. I have a prescription, something that I only need 4 times a year, quarterly. And I got a call, and they said they can't get a refill. They can't get a call back from the doctor. They can't get anything. It's got to come from a specialty pharmacy. And it's very, very expensive. I mean, very expensive. And so I started getting on the phone all last week saying, hey, what the hell's going on? So I got no answers or nothing. And they can't get me in to a specialist until to refill this prescription until April. So, well, by that time, I'll be out of sync and I'll have to restart with loading doses and all this other crap. And, you know, at the price, it's wasteful, ridiculous. And then I called this morning and I said, you got any cancellations? And they said, yep, this morning. I said, I'll be there with bells on. So that's where I'm heading.
Well, good for you. I'm glad that worked out. So, yeah, some of those meds, you don't want. Like that one that I was doing for weight loss there, that's the same thing. Yeah, you don't want to miss it for too long because then they make you start all over because your body gets used not to having it. And if you can stop it abruptly, that's not the problem. But it's the restarting. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep, I got a follow-up with a better location. It's not, I was going downtown. Now they're going to have me go to Troy, so I got to get there by 10:20, and I'm at 16 in Grosbeck, should be okay, but it's a weird, the crap works. It's I don't know if you've ever heard of Skyrizi. You've probably seen television commercials for it. It's for psoriasis, and I consider myself lucky, even if my psoriasis was annoying. I mean, sometimes it was a little painful and difficult, but mine never really manifested itself anywhere you could see. It was always like, fold of my, back of my knee, and my foot, bottom of my foot, things like that. And it could be very, difficult, but you see some people, they got it, it's all over their face and their arms, and they can, they look really, it looks really terrible. I was never like that. I got lucky. But what I did have was bad, and man, this stuff cleared it up, gone. So it's a miracle. I worked with a guy that had it really bad everywhere, neck, head, face, arms, just looked terrible. And he's on it too, and completely cleared up, so. That stuff's amazing, but it's like 22.5 a dose.
Oh, wow. So you got to go to the high-end pharmacies like Medivira and stuff like that probably to get that. That ain't something you're going to get at Walgreens or CVS, I'm sure.
Oh, great. And I get behind a guy that wants to do 38 and a 50. come on. What is it with these people? But, yeah, well, it actually is a Walgreens pharmacy, but they have a specialty pharmacy downtown that handles all their specialized stuff. And they're the one that called me last week and alerted me to the problem. My next scheduled injection is February 1st. So if I get in and get it filled, I think I can get it in time for to be right on track. So anyhow, so that's my exciting morning. I'm going to run and do that, and then I'll probably just work from home from there on out.
Oh, good. Sounds like all the radios are working well. Things are going good. So I was playing around with my little scan board that I was telling you about. It was busy, busy, busy this morning. So I just kept putting them at level 70. So I didn't have to listen to a lot of them. So it was kind of fun. So I did that. I am playing with the Meshitastic a little bit. It's rolling around here on the dash of my car right now, just to see how that does and plays with it. I send out a text and it goes maximum tries reached or something like that. So I haven't seen anybody yet, but this morning it picked up a node 4 miles from my house. So I don't know if you heard me talking to Tom, but I ordered a better antenna. I don't know, like a 16-inch 900 megahertz antenna with a 10 dB gain, which I doubt, but hey, we're going to try it. And I get a window that faces towards Mount Clemens, and I'm going to put it up there and see if it works there.
Yeah, welcome to the cat juggling fiesta. Did you use the QR code to set it up with the channels and everything?
I did, but then there were some other things. I talked to KFAS on the phone and on the bat phone, and he was able to help me with a couple of the other settings that I had off. So yeah, I got the Who Cares private one, the Michigan one, and then I thought there was one other, RF. So I got those three in, and then I got the primary channel in, which I don't know if I need or not, but I can reflash it, make that one go away.
No, you want to keep that one, the long fast. That one is going to be just where people out of the box are, so you can shoot some text messages there and reach out to people that, you know, haven't, you know, got the Michigan stuff in there. Mostly I'm on either Michigan or Who Cares. Who Cares with the group, and Michigan with, you know, other people that are into it. The RF channel was a special thing. I don't know if it's necessarily necessary. You know, we wanted a channel where we were absolutely certain that if you received something, it was via RF, that there was no MQTT component doctoring it. So that was what that one was created for. And you're only going to see anything there is if you're in direct RF range of somebody else on the channel. But the Who Cares uses MQTT, and like they say, if you have that enabled at your end, or if you're seeing a node that has MQTT enabled, you'll be able to see everybody else. But we can talk more about that. But you know, the idea is to get away from that MQTT. That's cheating. You know, what's the point if you're going to do that? So, but it's a bridge, you know, until we can get enough. You know, if we can get enough. Nobody wants to spend a lot of money on this. It's kind of just a learning experience. If we can, without, you know, spending too much, you know, get a network in that works, then, you know, mission accomplished. We all get the T-shirt, and we get to move on to the next thing. But, you know, so the idea is to get away from MQTT as soon as we can.
Yeah, well, Tom, KPAK Joe, and KPP, he's going to get himself one of the little $30 ones, too, and play around with it. I brought it to that meeting that we had Thursday night with the ARPCS, and he kind of got interested in it. And a lot of people had a lot of questions about it, so
Hopefully it develops legs. I just got to get somebody to build one between me and Mount Clemens, and me and Chesterfield, I should say, Chesterfield and I, whatever the proper English is. So that will, well, that will work that way.
Well, Fred's working on a pie-based solution for the county building and for the hospital. You know, at those locations, we have limited access to the actual hardware. You know, we can put it up, but we're not going to be going up, you know, to it every time we got a monkey with it. So, you know, remote management is paramount with that kind of stuff. So, he's working on some hat solutions based on pies that can be PoE powered, remoted, and weatherproof enclosures, and then you can manage them, you know, over the network. So. That's the goal for those. But once we get those in the works, then you know, I that site's gonna, you know, get much better because I'll be able to put up a significant antenna with 360 degree. And my phone is ringing. I got to deal with this. Let me get a few.
I'm out too. I'm at my client in AKPP.
73, guys. Don't work too hard. Stay warm. KCKDO.
Ticks me off, man. Phone rings. Says Comcast. I'm not a customer of theirs anymore, residentially, but work-wise I am, so I answer it. It's just a hang-up call. It's like, curses!
Yeah, those ones are a pain in my barrier, too. If I don't know who it is, leave a message. And if they don't leave a message, then I guess it wasn't that important.
Yeah, I always answer. I find that there's some transitional point somewhere between Generation X and Millennials where they just don't believe in answering machines. They don't check them. They don't leave messages. The answer machine dies, I think, with Generation X. And I think it's hit and miss with Generation X.
I had an answering machine the entire time. I had a landline, and then, of course, you know, we all went to these personal communication devices that have voicemail, and I do answer my voicemail, but if it's a number I really don't recognize because you can't, what is that, call blocker that we used to have? It doesn't show, that just shows the number, so it's like, okay, who's this?
So when I was on that phone call, did Wally check out? I don't want to leave him out of the road.
Yeah, he got to his airport, more or less, so yeah, he had to jump off.
Roger. Anywho, so I'm just heading here. Where am I at? I'm at Mound and 16 Mile Road, and I have to get to Livernois on 16 Mile Road by 20 after, actually 10:30, but they like me to be there 10 minutes early, so probably on schedule. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, I'm just down the street from you then. I'm at 15 in Livernois, roughly. Yeah, right around there, 15 in Livernois.
In the neighborhood. I know there's, not in Livernois. I think it might be more Crooks, but there's a guy over that way that is Meyer Drive. There's a guy that sells surplus Cisco equipment. That's where I got some of my VoIP stuff from.
Oh, is that where he's at, where I can get one of those Cisco 525s?
Yep, something global, I forget what the name of it is, but he sells all that stuff, including the 525s and the, you know, and the sidecars and all that stuff, and his prices are quite good. You could, you know, it's like I found you could save maybe $10 if you really, really wait and shop around on eBay and find a used one that's all beat up, maybe has all the accessories. For $10 more, you get one from him. It comes with a 1-year warranty, and it looks brand new. In the factory packaging, it's like their factory refurbs, so it's well worth it.
you know, a couple extra bucks. But he's right there. He seems to have a lot of it. I got a, what did I get from him? Did I get a digital sidecar from him? I don't think I got a phone from him. I got most of my stuff I got bottom of the barrel. Then after I worked out a deal, I got everybody else better deals. So I was a early adopter and therefore didn't have as many good deals. But I'm not unhappy with what I spent. I didn't spend a ton. I think I spent $30 on my first Cisco and my second. The sidecars I got pretty good price. I think I got everybody's sidecars for $20. So, you know, I think $29 for a sidecar and $40 for a 525 or something. It's not bad.
Talking about the little thing on the side of the phone that has InstaDial, you hit the button and you hit somebody.
Yeah, that's the sidecar, they call it. Just gives you a whole bunch of programmable buttons. And, you know, like in an office environment, that might be on a receptionist desk where she has, you know, the ability to answer, you know, 20 different phone lines, you know, or something like that. But in our application, we program them all for individuals, you know, so we can see their status, mostly to get the busy light function, you know, because you got a directory. But if you want to take a quick glance and see who's on, you know, the busy light function with the sidecar is where it's at.
I'm going to have to go check that place out. Just down here. We'll see. I got another guy meeting me up here. He's coming from Lyonia.
That reminds me, one of my T-scan doors that I had installed recently has been giving us trouble. Cat from Motor City came out and he said it was an air handler. It was creating pressure in the room, and that's why the lock wasn't releasing. But I don't believe him, because if it was the latch wasn't pulling in or dropping out, I'd maybe believe that. But all it does when you swipe is it goes green, and it allows you to mechanically operate the handle. So I tried it a few times when it was still acting up after he left, and I opened the door, and I still couldn't get the, even though it went green, I couldn't get the handle to turn. I'm like, there's no back pressure on this right now. The door is open, so ain't back pressure caused by a faulty air handler.
Is it an electric mortise lock, or is it a door strike in the door frame?
Oh, you're going to talk Greek to me. It's a normal lock. You turn the handle, and the lock pulls in and, you know, opens. But the handle is what releases, not... The latch doesn't pull on the hinge there, or the frame. The frame's just a hole. There's nothing in the frame. We've got some of those at work where the frame releases. It's not one of those. This is the actual handle is allowed to turn when you pop the lock.
Okay, so it's a single handle. It releases when you have a valid access granted. You don't have a dent bolt or anything on it, right? It's just an electric handle with the key and the handle?
Yeah. You could key in with it as well. So, I'm pretty sure we're on the same page.
But it's an electrified handle, which you don't have a deadbolt locked on the top. You have a deadbolt where you turn the key in like a deadbolt, case, and it, you know, brings in the latch for you to open the door. That's a mortise lock. But if the key is in the door handle itself, that's just an electrified handle, probably 12 or 24. It shouldn't be more than 24. And when you go back there, see if the handle sags. If the handle is sagging, it is a handle. Because what it's doing, all it is a little magnetic pin that pulls in. If that handle's sagging with just a slight amount of pressure, won't let the door open. So you got to lift the handle up, magic card, you'll hear the tick, and then you can turn the handle down.
favorite seat. After the second time it failed, after he came out and told us it was the air handler, we had him come out again, and this time he replaced the lock with our spare. And so I think that's going to fix it. They're all brand new, but they got replaced as part of the project. So he replaced it with our spare, and then he said when we're sure that's what it is, he'll get us a replacement for the spare. So, come on. Jesus, what is with these people? Now I got somebody doing 10 in a 45. Oh, my God.
Is this on a site or is this on a building?
This is, oh my God, is this Claire Appeller driving this thing? Jesus, H. Criminy, come on! Jesus, what is with these people? I got an appointment to get to and they're going to sit there with their head up their ass. All right, I'm at my... It's a medical facility, so, oh good, I hope I can steal this really premium spot from them. All right, I got to run inside. We'll catch you. W8FU.
KCKGO, text me some info on that. And I'm on QRZ, of course, that's where my cell number's at.
Yeah, okay. I'm not sure about your call. Kind of fast. Call here is Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet. I'm located in Waterford, Michigan. Name is Greg, Golf Romeo Echo Golf.
Whiskey 8, Victor, India, Juliet. This is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike. Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar. Wally, go ahead.
Very, very good. What frequency are you coming in on the Warren repeater, 2.6, and then KPP?
Yeah, negative. I'm actually on the 442.350. And Tom, I got KC8 blank Juliet Oscar. I gotta slow down a little bit here. I didn't quite get the phonetic, but that's okay. And nice to meet you both. Wally, I think it is. Sounds like you're both motoring out there. I just got back, and it's lightly snowing here. We're getting random snow showers coming in here. About a half an inch total.
Let's see if I got it. I'll be out of here in a minute. Yeah, same here. I'm over here in New Baltimore. Right almost, I'm on county line right now. Between McComb and St. Clair, heading north to south of 26, 10:30 at the office. So it's definitely cold. I know the west side of the state is getting just hammered. They have all sorts of car accidents going on over there. You know, they got that Lake Michigan snowmaking machine. And I know I-94 is closed for about 10 miles because of so many accidents. So, I mean, we got the cold, but at least we're not getting the big snow like they are.
I guess I'll pick it up real quick. The name is Tom, Tango Oscar Mike, and sorry, I'm just quick on the mic, quick on the voice. Call sign is Kilo Charlie 8, Kilo Juliet Oscar, KC8, KKO.
Yeah, okay, copy that. I got it that time. Thank you for your patience. And, yeah, well, you know, you kind of figure with the accidents, there's people that do not want to slow down. They do not want to slow down. I had somebody behind me today, and I had it in all terrain over here in the area, and this person was just too close to my vehicle, and there's not much you can do. And I was just hoping that when I rounded the corner over here by the lake that they would turn right, because I wanted to keep going straight around this other lake, and that's what they did. I said, adios, good riddance. You're in an accident waiting to happen, and that's what they do. They don't allow the distance between cars based upon speed and road conditions. And people, they just drive like it's sunny in 85. I think, Wally, if you want to pick it up, go ahead.
I'm going to pick it up to say goodbye. I've got to run in the house here for a quick second. Let the dogs out, and then head towards the office. So you guys have a great day. Call yours in 8KPP, November 8, Kilo, Papa, Papa. And we're getting some snow, starting to build up on the roads over here a little bit. So you guys all take care. I'm going to hand it to Tom, KC8KJO. Tom, I'll talk to you in a little bit. And you guys have a great day. And 8KPP, clear.
73 Wally, I'll catch you on the flip. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, 73 Wally, thanks for coming back to me. And remember, watch out for the other guy. That's what they used to say on the old driving commercials. You remember that? I'm old enough to remember it. Watch out for the other guy. And I'm one of them. Now, go ahead, Tom.
Oh, it's nice to meet another Gen Xer. Yeah, I'm over here in Troy at, where am I at? Maple and Livernois. And just a little flurries here and there, but I can see the clouds hanging around, so who knows, might get something. I live up in Memphis, and I got here last night with about a half inch to an inch of snow.
Yeah, it's a different kind of snow that's falling. The atmosphere is so cold that this stuff is actually coming from the west side of the state, carried up in the atmosphere, and it's so powdery, light, and when it comes down, visibility cuts down real quick. I think it was like 2, maybe, no, 3, 4 blocks, I got caught in this stuff, and then finally it lit up. I had to ship a package off, and I could have waited, but I said, I want to get rid of this thing. So I had to take it to a FedEx drop area, which is over here in White Lake at Wally World. So I got rid of that, came back, and it's just kind of lightly snowing right now. But anyway, yeah, I wouldn't be on the freeways. You couldn't give me enough money to get on the freeway. It's not safe. It's not safe anymore. People, they do not drive sanely. And I sure hope they have a backup vehicle when they get smashed up. Over.
Oh, that's the thing, is I drive for my job, and I drive all over. And I was out the last snow hit we had, week and a half ago out there on the west side. I was heading into it, and when I got done with what I had to do, it took me 3 hours to get back from Grand Rapids. And I did maybe 45, 50 all the way to the east side of Lansing, then it picked up, and the roads got better. But it's like the Lansing line, and then west is just terrible, terrible driving out there.
Yeah, it takes a long time. I just wondered if maybe taking some, I call it the country roads over there, since you're going to have to cut down on the time, and then that way you're less stressed. I've done that. My daughters were at Cornerstone University, just off the freeway there, and they were doing some construction, and then I think there was some weather incidents and accidents, so we got off and headed off on some of these back roads through some of the towns, and when we eventually made it up there, it was more relaxing. Over.
And I try to stay away from the back roads, because the vehicle that I drive with, I said, it's one of those Transit Connects, and I carry batteries, so there's more weight in the back, and it's a front-wheel drive, so I don't get the traction getting up those hills, so I'd rather just take my time on the freeway, because I know there's a plow truck ahead of me somewhere, and just patience is all that's needed. Patience and just paying attention, staying off the phone and everything else like that, and just get to your destination in a final or in a very safe manner.
Well, that's a good driving tip. That's the only way to go, especially when you have those conditions out there. Okay, Tom, I'm going to let you go there. Thanks for coming back to me. I do appreciate it. And I'll be careful out there. KCATJO, W8BIJ, Waterford, Michigan.
W8BIJ, 73 from KCATJO, and pop in any time. Guys on this repeater are pretty darn awesome.
Okay, thank you very much. Greg, country.
What's up, Greg?
I think it disappeared, KC8KJO.
Oh, well, W8DIJ must have vanished. W8FU. Oh, well, I wanted to say hi. I haven't heard him quite some time.
You're a busy man. Did you get what you needed?
Yes, I did. So, now I can settle in and get back to work.
You're still having issues with that door handle at that one location. Have them check the transfer hinge. Check for power. Make sure you're getting good power through it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it was a lock. But we'll see. They popped the replacement in there. There are a spare. And we just got to, two of us pass by that site every day, morning and the afternoon. So I was going to say, we check it, let's say Monday, Wednesday, Friday for a week or two. If it doesn't fail, then we'll know we got it. So that's, I guess, our next step.
Yeah, a good way to check it is wiggle the door and see if it's tight or if there's a little bit of play. And if it's tight, it could be binding. on the latch itself, because it has that 80 tick in there, that can cause an issue. If the door handle is not properly centered, that'll give you a binding issue also. Like I said, it's just a little solenoid with a little pin that pulls back to release the handle, and they get very fickle.
Hold on, I got work stuff going on. W8FU.
KPP, heading home.
Hello, Tess. This is November 8, Zulu, Zulu Echo.
KFA CWF. Mobile standing by.